So starting this Friday and going through to Sunday is the Cornwall Food and Drink Festival being held on the Piazza in Truro, Lemon Quay, big marquee, and I'm in it at the moment and it's being set up, and I'm with the organiser, Sam Parker. Sam, just tell me what we're going to see here. What's going to be going on?
Well, it's 3 days of fun-filled food heaven, really. So any foodie lovers, this is where you need to be over the next 3 days. We've got the demonstration kitchen, which is going to host over 30 demonstrations over the 3 days. We've got the best of our Cornish producers here, right from drinks to chocolate to cakes to you name it, we've got it. We've got the children's zone over in Tinners Court for the funky food, so any families, you're more than welcome. And we've also got the cook-off on Friday morning, which is the BBC challenge, which is going to be very interesting.
Tell me about the cook-off. What's going to be happening?
The cook-off is against two of the Radio Cornwall BBC presenters, with one of Rick Stein's head chefs, which will be broadcast live. And then on the Sunday we've got the Young Chefs Challenge, which are two schools, Polwheel and St Day, who are going head-to-head on a cook-off as well with their designated chefs.
Okay, so how important is an event like this to the Cornwall food and drink industry?
It's very key, actually, because this is a way to literally focus on all our food and drink exhibitors and producers, right from the small to the very, very big, and really showcase what it is that we have here in Cornwall.
And how is the industry this year in these tough times?
Actually, we're standing our own. They're doing very, very well, and it's important that these events are happening and going ahead to give them the opportunity to have a window to sell directly to the public and get their names out there and show people what they've got with all their sampling and tastings as well.
And what sort of challenges does the food industry in Cornwall face in the coming years?
I think this is going to be ongoing it's hard now and it's going to remain hard, but if everyone stays focused then we will pull through this, and we're very strong with our tourist industry down here. We have to remain focused on that. We are a food destination, we are one of the best food counties in the country, and we need to encourage people to come down and work with the visitors as well.
So just to sum up, how people can enjoy the food and drink when it's on, when it's open, when the marquee tent flaps open?
Right, we start 9 o'clock Friday morning, we finish at 4 o'clock on Sunday, we're open till 5:30 each day. There is so much going on. It is a free event, there is no charges, and anyone is welcome, so just come along and enjoy everything that we've got going on here.
Thank you very much, Sam.
Thank you.